Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always appreciate the time you're spending with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I say that, you know, for real. I mean, you got to get informed to be part of the solution, do you not? So get informed. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, head up to the website, read the stories, get involved in some of the conversations, click like on any one of these you might like. I mean, I don't know, you may not like any of them, I don't know. Right? Anyway, okay, some more stories to go through here. I got so many of these. And again, some of them you're going to see point blank how out of touch these people are. So one of the things I've been on is this, you know, there was a slain UCLA student, Brianna Kupfer. Now, her father is just outraged because her autopsy report was leaked. How does it get leaked? I mean, the guy's been through enough in his life, and all of a sudden he's got to put up with this? Because some sick person want to know the details, the gruesome details of how this young lady died. It had graphic details of her savage murder. And somebody decided to somehow find a way to get it to the press. You know what I'm saying? You have people who don't really care about humanity. And they don't. You know, this is what the phones have done. This is what this FaceTiming type of thing. There's nothing there. There's no connection. We were talking about this last night. Jerry Quashin, he's the founder of Action Family Counseling, talking about the teen suicides, teen suicide ideology. Why is it up? Why are they having this kind of trouble? So you have people who don't really care about humanity, and for whatever selfish gain or for whatever reason, they act without authority, without conscience. Didn't even think about the damage this would do to the family if the family found out this got out. Brianna was stabbed to death. She was working in an upscale furniture store. Right? The criminal, Sean Lavelle Smith, who may have targeted her because she was alone in the store, everybody knows she was brutally murdered. I don't know why people would need to know more than that. Are they glorifying this horrific murder for entertainment purposes? Looks like a very pretty young lady. I don't know her, but she looks like a very pretty, nice young lady. 34-page autopsy report issued by the Los Angeles County Department of Medical Examiner went through all the gruesome injuries she had. She'd been stabbed 26 times. Why? You know, I've done enough of these stories to know this is a murder of rage. You don't stab, so if you're just looking to kill somebody, you stab once or twice, that's it. When you stab somebody that many times, the person committing the crime is enraged, is mad. And these reports are not usually public like this. Now, Cuffer said that he and his family have avoided watching or reading any media coverage of this. The Los Angeles assistant, you know, and the district attorney, the local, he's not going to do anything. He doesn't care. Smith, who was 31 years old, he strolled into Breanna Cuffer's store at about 2:30 in the afternoon. She immediately texted her manager to say the man was giving her a bad vibe. Minutes later, she was dead. They finally found him 6 days later in Pasadena. He's got an extensive record spanning both East Coast, West Coast. He had an active warrant for assaulting a police officer. Are you hearing? Assaulting a police officer. They couldn't get their hands on this guy? Really? And now they've got him in a mental evaluation to see if he can even stand trial. I'll give you one. He's sick. He's a sick human being. That's the mental evaluation. There might be, with that rap sheet that he has, with everything going on with him, there may not be rehabilitation available for him. I don't know. Progressive prosecutors like this, George Gascon, soft on crime. He was soft on crime. This is something, I'm sure even if he picked this guy up, it would have been a no bail release. Right? People need to be accountable for their actions. People should have their rights to safety taken away so others can have a free pass to commit crimes over and over again. Really? This is what Gascon is doing. By letting these people back out in a no bail situation because he doesn't feel, you know, they'll come back. They know what they do is wrong. They'll come back. Wow. Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I want you involved. I want you engaged. Right? I want you paying attention. Read the words. Listen to the words. I'm telling you, there's a lot in between these words. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and
exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I thought we'd take a little break. Have a little Joe Biden interlude. What do you think? I mean, what the hey? We need a little comic relief, don't we? Take a listen.
Well, I grew up having cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
What?
Maybe not. He was referring to his history of non-melanoma skin cancer. And then it was treated before he even became president. Not at first. Single word description for America.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
He called Kamala Harris the first lady.
There's been a little change in the arrangement of who's on the stage because of the first lady's husband contracting COVID. But look at this room and what you see.
Now, technically, the first lady's husband would be him, right? But he's referring to Kamala Harris. Did they get married?
That's right. She's fine.
The second lady, the first gentleman.
How about that?
Now you'll see him shaking hands with Invisible. He turns to nobody.
I want to thank
He's forgetting that now he's he's pointing to the Australian president. He's given his speech, right? And now he can't remember the guy's name. He's been with him all day. Take a listen.
I want to thank that fella down under. Thank you very much, pal.
That fella down under. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Prime Minister.
Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Now, at the COP26 summit, did you guys remember seeing the picture of that where he fell asleep? Everybody else is sitting there taking notes and doing things, and he's like... Now, I can't really make fun of him because I've done that myself. When I get bored out of my mind, I'm gone. But, again, I love this. I find this so amusing. And yet, they were making fun of Trump. And then what happens is you didn't see it, and you can't hear it, obviously. But they send an assistant over with a piece of paper like he's got an urgent note for the president, right? No, then think about it. And he kind of gets a little nudge to wake him up. I thought that was great. 855 Road Show, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, right? Part of the solution. All right, let's look for some good ones. Oh, I like this one. This is a good one. The atheists are now demanding the county jail stop hosting baptisms for inmates. Okay? I demand that they stop having drag queen sessions in the morning for kids. Wisconsin-based atheist group is... Oh, these are the freedom from religion freaks. Yeah, okay. Wisconsin-based atheist group is demanding that the Indiana sheriff, stop holding Christian events for inmates incarcerated in the county jail. The Freedom from Religion Foundation were reportedly triggered by a 2019 event where dozens of inmates were baptized at a Decatur County detention center. The local fire department was credited with filling the makeshift baptismal pool. At the men's event, 34 inmates were baptized. At the women's event, every female inmate volunteered to attend the Christ-centered weekend with 21 baptisms. And a horrified atheist noted in a press statement. So think about this. See, the problem is they don't understand the God thing because they are godless. And that's not a slight on them. It's just a godless thing. Right, so they don't understand the reality behind this for these people. They don't understand that this is a sacred thing for them that they want to do to prove that their life has changed. Yeah, obviously it's not going to change right away, but they're going to work at it. And so I have one atheist that goes out of his mind to see it. Don't look at it. Go stick your face in a pornographic magazine or something. You won't have to deal with any of this. So you're going to take the rights, the religious rights away from them because you're triggered? Because you find it impossible for you to understand that somebody can believe in a higher power that you can't see? So you think they're nuts for doing it. You think there's something wrong with them for believing it. Now they'll say, no, we just don't want you shoving it on anybody else. It's like, oh, but you can shove your atheism on me. Think about that. Every female resident got involved. But the one atheist has got to save them from themselves. Number of local churches were involved in the Residents Encounter Christ, an event which included opportunities for inmates to profess or rededicate their lives to Christ. Instead of celebrating the life, you know, if this was one of those, the 12-step programs, right, where it became a really big deal for alcoholics to be clean, drug addicts to be clean, they would be all over. It would be wonderful. Oh, it'd be great. So instead of celebrating their lives changed by God's great grace, the out-of-town atheist blew a gasket. And their head, like, popped. The Decatur County Sheriff's Department must cease so blatantly endorsing and promoting Christianity. Now, these cases have gone to court before and they've lost. So they're just wasting money, but they're happy. Makes them happy. This is an appalling misuse of official resources. Co-president Andy Lori Gaylor, the Decatur County Sheriff's Department, is acting like an arm of the church instead of an arm of the secular law. It must immediately cease promoting religion and baptizing the proselytizing its inmates. Yeah, sure. Okay. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'll go for a lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates are on the decline. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate fell to just above 5.1% on Friday. It was sitting just over 5.5% on Wednesday. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is requesting the National Guard assist with the surge of illegal immigrants arriving in the nation's capital from Texas. Regarding National Guard troops, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminds everyone.
They're concerned about bringing National Guards in after what was happening here during the summers, and people's safety was concerned, and they didn't think the National Guard should be there then. It just shows the hypocrisy of the mayor and the hypocrisy of the White House. Why don't they secure the border?
Another bus of illegal immigrants arrived in Washington, D.C. on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
All right, listen. We're talking about these atheists. They're just so mad that these criminals would give up their life for crime to find Christ. They're actually mad because they think that any kind of resources that goes to any kind of church thing when it comes to federal dollars shouldn't happen. So, I just find this amazing. We're supposed to be rehabilitating these people. When you do the statistics, when you look at truly what these kind of conversions do, no, they're not 100%. Of course not. But it knocks recidivism down by about like 40%. So they're mad that the sheriff's department decided to do all this stuff to get these guys to, you know, turn to Christ, turn away from crime, turn whatever. Now, back in April, the Sheriff's Department posted a lengthy Easter message from the department's chaplain, which they were allowed to do. Not an issue. It included several Bible verses in the image of a Latin cross. Attorney Chris Lyon wrote a letter to the Sheriff Dave Durant that your description specifically highlights that you give the credit first to God before giving credit to your hardworking staff and members of the Decatur County community. Well, that's because that's what they wanted. So shut up. They hit that the baptism and religious gatherings did not end, they would file a lawsuit. They accused the sheriff of coercing inmates and advancing Christianity. But religious liberty expert says that the sheriff is well within his rights to partner with religious groups to host events inside the prison. Right? There's a long, well-established history of clergy ministering to inmates. Now, this is according to First Liberty Institute attorney Ryan Gardner. The practice clergy visiting prisons to minister to inmates provide spiritual and emotional support. It predates the founding. It can be traced all the way back to the first century. It was funny, and he's right. It's funny because they constantly gave these people the ability to accept Christ before they died, to meet them before they actually met their Maker. John Jay, right, our first Supreme Court justice, or Chief Justice. If you go back and read the journals, you find out he actually stopped a court proceeding to allow the prisoner who was getting... Now listen, in those days, there wasn't 20 years of appeals, my friend. Those gallows were being built as he was being sentenced to death. You may have had 24, 48 hours, maybe even less, to live. Anyway, the long and the short of it is, he stopped, and he gave that man the ability to accept Christ before he died. To get right with God before he died. Now, if the first Supreme Court justice didn't understand that there was a separation of church and state, these guys all had Alzheimer's, didn't they? Come on, think it through. So they accused the FFRF, of that's the Freedom from Religion Freaks, of inexplicably omitting the key Supreme Court precedent on the issue, as well as distorting the Establishment Clause. Supreme Court rulings have affirmed over and over and over again the constitutionality of prison chaplains and religious gatherings in prison. Yeah, they don't want to hear it. That's the thing. I really still don't understand. I don't know why. That our... I guess I do. Why is it that our judges, our justices, and the attorneys that preside or present the cases don't quote our founding fathers verbatim? They should. They should read the letters. They should put it out in front of them. Now, some of them will say, well, it won't change the justice's mind. It doesn't matter. They can't avoid it forever. At least I don't think they can. I've been wrong before. As long as the Sheriff's Department maintains a policy of non-discrimination that welcomes people of all faiths, it has no problem. And it's true. Have they denied any other group from coming in and doing the same thing? Now, if they have, even I would have a problem with that. Even as a Christian, I would have a problem with that. Like I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, go write it down, I'll wait, 8563, 855-REAL-JOE. All right, I've been not so hot on doing this story, seriously, but I'm going to. The Southern Shade of Press pumps up a story that says, look, now put your fingers in your ears, I don't know what to tell you. If little Billy chops off his willy, it's gender-affirming care? Really? I mean, think about it. In other words, everybody's pretty much getting the exact same news. One of the big things that they have is something called a style book. Every journalist knows that the style book is sort of this like holy Bible in an American newsroom. Right? Everybody's got one, big or small. Right? And the AP's got one. Now, AP's style book just announced that they have added a topical guide for transgender coverage. The Associated Press now says that this is determined, settled science. AP now says the sex and gender assignment at birth by doctors can turn out to be inaccurate. Right. So when you see little Jimmy's willy, you can't say he's a male. Maybe they should do a DNA test. You got to ask. Right? AP now says that the sex and gender assignment at birth by doctors can turn out to be inaccurate. They now say that gender is a spectrum. It's not binary. It doesn't consist of just a man and a woman. Where are the scientists on this? Why aren't they opening their mouths? Why aren't they speaking out? Associated Press is now telling journalists to stop using words like biological male and biological female, so all the words are about to disappear. You're not even going to see them in your local newspapers at the time. Any of you still even read the local newspaper? Really? Now, reporters are being told to stop using phrases like preferred pronouns, chosen pronouns. Right? This is evolving. I mean, think about what was kind of a question. So you want to be... How am I supposed to know that you want to be called a non-binary unicorn? I mean, is there like a forehead strap you wear? Is there a wristband? This is evolving on a daily basis. The number of words or phrases we're not allowed to use. It's going to fill up the old-fashioned Encyclopedia Britannica here, too. Right? By the way, you talk about these people mutilating their bodies, you know, chopping off their breasts and chopping off their plumbing. You're not allowed to call that mutilation anymore. They want you to call that gender affirmation care. And yet, over 90% of these kids, you heard me, kids, left alone, you know, talked to, worked on, counseled, whatever, mentally revert back to their quote-unquote cisgender. In other words, their biological gender. Wouldn't want that now, would we? We wouldn't want that to get out. So if you get a call from Aunt Wanda, you're going to have a problem. Aunt Wanda, why are you crying? Why are you so upset? Well, little Billy took off his blankety blank. And you have to say, no, little Billy did not chop it off. The doctor just helped him in his gender affirmation. Right? This is not settled science. Johns Hopkins University, one of the most prestigious universities in the country, says this is wrong. There are some countries that totally refuse to allow this until they're well into adulthood. Show me through your house. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airlines. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe, this is your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Want you part of the solution. Isn't that hard, you know, for you to wake up and figure it out? And there's so much going on there. Don't let your kid flounder. Right? I mean, seriously. Make sure you're on what they're doing, you know what they're up to, the best of the best you can, and help them out. That simple. All right. What was I going to do? Okay, forget that one. Don't like that story. Look, I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to do. I'm just not going to be able to get to it. But I'll try to get to the good ones I already have. The many, many out there are struggling, as we know. But there's just so we're clear. There's no, what's the word I'm looking for here? There's no problem with the economy. There's no recession, but there's no problem with the economy. Everything's fine. The old term for recession is, it just doesn't fit anymore. Don't you know that? At least that's what the White House is trying to tell us. But the new numbers, the July rent reports, that over 3,000 small business owners are having struggling in many ways. And the struggles are severe. A lot of these people can't pay their rent. We're talking about sectors including trucking companies and car services, restaurants, retail shops, beauty salons. Right? And a lot of this has to do with rent hikes and labor costs. Remember, a lot of these people didn't get paid during the pandemic, and now they're having to pay, like, you know, double and triple time to make this work. The recovery rate for small businesses is at all-time low, about 25%. This means that 75% of small business owners, 75%, have yet to earn the same monthly revenues they had before COVID. That was like, we're coming up on 3 years now. 46% of the SMB said they, small businesses, say they're paying higher rent now than they did 6 months ago. And 45% of restaurants, right, and 44% of retailers can't afford the July rent. I mean, you realize that, and look, they know this, 70% of the revenue generated in this country for years, or, you know, in payroll and such, were small businesses. In fact, restaurants, retailers, or rent delinquency rate in July is the highest it's been since the end of 2021. 40% of salons. They couldn't make their rent in July either. That was up 15% from June. 48% of small businesses and transportation didn't have enough cash to pay the rent. Overall rent delinquencies in the U.S., it's up 34%. Let that sink in for a second. So these small businesses struggling to keep people working, struggling to do sales, you know, are in trouble. It's a little bit worse in Canada. Now, 42% of these small businesses in Massachusetts, 41% in New York, 40% in Illinois, 37% in Michigan weren't able to fulfill their rent obligations in July either. Again, this is a big deal. Now, you guys don't have to think it is. It's only in those places, but these are big numbers for these people. And a lot of these small businesses, remember that they are employing, what, 15, 20, 25, 30 people? So this is a bigger issue here. And again, just like with MyPillow, when I talked about Mike Lindell, when you have these companies that are having trouble, can't pay their rate, they might not be able to pay their maintenance people, can't pay their workers. So it affects the economy, not just at that business, but all around them. I don't know if you know about this one, but Dr. Simone Gold had to check into prison for 60 days for trespassing. She was charged with misdemeanor trespassing on January 6th. Now, she's one of many American doctors who courageously stood up and called Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx lockdowns and mandates just flat out crazy. These doctors knew the masks and the experimental vaccines were not logical. There was just so much wrong with it, and they were willing to speak out about it. So Dr. Gold took her work to D.C. after the 2020 election. She used her God-given right to protest on January 6th. She was welcomed into the Capitol by Capitol Police. There's pictures of her being welcomed in. Short time later, she was surrounded by 20 or more FBI agents who came in to arrest her. Now, why? Was she that bad? Was she that terrible? She said there were literally 20 guys with guns blazing. They broke down my door and stormed into her home. There's no reason for that. She's not a violent person. She has no record. It's like, give me a break. She eventually pled guilty to misdemeanor trespassing after seeing it was too expensive to take the government on by herself. She shouldn't have done that. If you reach out to some of these attorneys, a lot of these attorneys that will take this on for you. This week, Dr. Gold went peacefully into prison for 60 days. The judge in this case should be ashamed of himself. BLM and Antifa go free after murdering more than 20 people. If they had over $1 billion in damages across the country. Okay, they beat up people. They took over property that wasn't theirs. We go on with this for days. And nothing. Dr. Gold, who wasn't directly involved in any of this, other than, again, exercising her right, she ends up going to jail for 60 days. How nice. It's nice to live in a country that honors the rule of law. Not. Fearless founder of AFLDS, Dr. Simone Gold, has been sentenced to 60 days of prison. It's shocking, learns, according to the press release, that any judge in the United States of America would sentence any person to any prison time for a misdemeanor trespass. Right? I mean, heck, if those buildings were in L.A. or Chicago or San Francisco, she wouldn't have been charged at all. Right? Now we live in a two-tiered system of justice. Exonerating, acquitting, failing to charge, dropping charges, giving trivial sentences to persons of one political class while locking up persons of another political class. You know, I keep saying this. Remember, it's going to switch. You guys think it's not, but it's going to switch. And then what happens? Not that I'm suggesting that the Republicans should go down the same page as the Democrats, because I'm not. I would apply the same laws, the same process as they did. Right? What happened to Steve Colbert's crew? So charges were dropped. Why? Because they did more than some of these people did. Representative Omar was just arrested. Those charges will be dropped. Right? What about the night of rage outside Brett Kavanaugh's home? Antifa, BLM, not arrested, not charged, nothing. It's a federal offense to protest out in front of the home of a federal judge, of the justices especially. Not an arrest, not a one. And this is justice for all? Equal application of the law? I mean, seriously. I would push every one of these up to the Supreme Court. I would make it so uncomfortable, so impossible for the court and the people around them to keep this up. And when she's done with the 60 days, she has vowed to come back with a vengeance. I hope she means it. I mean, so apparently Lorraine Bobbitt's been listening to my show, because I've been screaming about this for over a decade now. But she's come up with a really, really, really crazy idea. She wants lawmakers to do their jobs. Right? She wants bills to have, I think, what has she got here? 72, 2 or 3 days to be read before they can come up for a vote. Right? God forbid. In 2021, there were over 9,800 bills that were submitted to Congress. How do you read those? How do you go through them line by line? You can't. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great weekend, people. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday.